Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The Iowa House Oversight Committee is investigating the state court system's misallocation of $27 million of court debt money, Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sostarek reports.
Judicial branch officials say they're taking responsibility for the IT errors that sent money to the wrong funds and shorted crime victim services by about $7 million. Republican Representative Stephen Holt of Denison says it seems like officials were trying to hide the problem because they waited 3 years to tell lawmakers about it. He also asked for documents to prove money wasn't stolen.
Because until I have that, I'm still concerned about fraud. I'm still concerned about, did somebody, you know, do something they shouldn't have done? And I don't believe that's the case. I don't want to believe that's the case, but I think we have to know.
State Court Administrator Bob Gast says the judicial branch was trying to figure out the scope of the problem. He says in hindsight, they should have told lawmakers sooner, but they weren't trying to hide it. Court officials say they fixed the programming mistakes, but they say only the legislature has the authority to restore money to the correct funds. I'm Katerina Sostarek, IPR News.
17 staff members at the federal prison in Thompson, Illinois, went to the hospital yesterday after being exposed to an unknown substance in the mail room. According to the union representing them, the workers required emergency Narcan doses and were released from the hospital Wednesday afternoon. AFGE Local 4070 President John Zumker said it marks the eighth incident of staff hospitalization from drug exposure at FCI Thompson since January 2024. The Iowa Attorney General's office is distributing a new deck of playing cards to try to find new leads on cold cases. Iowa Public Radio's Lucia Chang explains how they'll be used.
Each card in the deck contains the information of a different cold case victim and their picture. Attorney General Brenna Byrd says the decks will be distributed to prisoners across the state to prompt new information for cold case investigators.
Our goal is simple. We want to start a conversation. We want to spark a memory, and someone might recognize a name.
Byrd says other states have had these kinds of playing cards for years and have successfully solved cases because of them. I'm Lucia Chang, IPR News.
Two candidates will face off in a special election for an Eastern Iowa House seat. Democrat Angel Ramirez and Republican Bernie Hayes have just 2 weeks to campaign, and they're already picking up speed. Hayes is the chair of the Linn County Republicans and says focusing on building strong families will be a priority if he's elected.
We can design a system that rewards doing life the right way to the point where it stabilizes families and encourages them to stay together and to work together and to.
Ramirez, the Democrat, previously worked as a legislative aide for State Senator Rob Hogue and started a fellowship nonprofit in Cedar Rapids. The seat opened up when Representative Sammy Sheets resigned to take a new job as Linn County Supervisor. The special election is set for April 29th. The Cedar Rapids Community School District is eliminating 27 full-time jobs in its Educational Leadership and Support Center. This is on top of a previous announcement from the school district that it would lay off 6% of its teachers and support staff. The new layoffs will save the district $1.6 million as it faces a $12 million budget deficit going into the next school year. Roughly 60% of the reductions will happen naturally through unfilled vacancies and attrition. The rest of the employees will be let go starting on June 30th. This is WVIK News.